Wednesday, January 27, 2016. Hey everybody, I'm Dave and this is the Daily Dave. How are you? It's been a while. Got a little crazy there, got a little busy, got a little out of hand. And I do apologize for not making time for the Daily Dave. But I'm doing it now and we're back on track. And how's it going? How are you? Hope everything's going all right. Middle of the week, last week of January. The last full week of January. Can you believe that? It's already over. It's coming to an end. And it's February, and the year will be 1/12 of the way done. And February, as we all know, is the shortest month. However, it is a leap year, so it's going to be the shortest month plus one day. So 29 days this year. Wow, I love that. This is pretty cool. But you know what that means? It's an Olympic year. That's how you can tell when the Olympics are. It's when is the next leap day. Anyway, so what now, down to the nitty-gritty. Wasted all of about a minute. Down to the nitty-gritty. Over the past couple of days, I mean, I've been working. I've been getting some stuff done, banging some stuff out. If you follow me on Instagram, you see what I've been doing. You follow me on Facebook, you see what I've been doing. You follow me on Twitter, yeah, unfortunately, some things suffer. And if you follow me on Periscope, not as good as I should be. But we're going to work on that. We're going to work on all of this. So what I was getting at is, even though I've been working, I've been also listening to things. And I've been listening to people. I've been listening to other podcasts. I've been listening to other Periscopes, watching them, listening, chiming in when I can and how I can. And obviously on the Twitter, Tuesday nights is the best time to catch me. Well, something caught me today, Wednesday. It was a Periscope, and I was listening after the fact. And they were talking about being real and being authentic and just be yourself, and that's it. That really is it. But in one section of the conversation, the host, she spoke about Facebook and how on Facebook it's very sanitized. And it's true. It's been sanitized for the longest time. I think ever since it began, because again, we tend to post things that are like, hey, look what I'm having for dinner. Look where I'm vacationing today. Look at what I'm doing that you're not doing. And it's all the stuff, and it's just, what does it do? Well, it creates envy. It creates envy. That's really what it's trying to do. It's like, be envious of my perfect life. But you and I both know, we all know, the life is not perfect. Life is far from perfect. We can paint a pretty picture, but if you peel back that first layer, you know it's rough, tumble, ugly, crude, rude, obnoxious, lazy, uneducated, educated, mixed. Life is just crazy because, again, we've never lived in this moment before. So we don't know what to expect. We've never, ever in our history of our lives been through Wednesday, January 27, 2016, we've never encountered this moment. And we never will again. Just like in 2 days, we've never encountered Friday, January 29th. We've encountered numerous thousands, if not hundreds, if not thousands of Fridays. But yet we're going to go through it, and we're going to do it, and we're going to live through that. So that's what I'm getting at, is life is just crazy. But what people put on Facebook, on social media, they try to paint a good picture. And when those rare few, myself included, put some hardcore reality stuff, something that's just so raw, people don't like that. But yet people complain, oh, well, why is he posting pictures of his vacation? Why is he posting pictures of the 5-course meal that he made? Why is he posting pictures of his hot wife? Of his glamorous, awesome, fantastic kids. Why? Why? But the moment that we post something that's real and gritty and it cuts to the bone and we back away from it, we step away and it's like, whoa, 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 this guy's wrong. What's he doing? Who does he think he is? Why does he have to air his dirty laundry out there? You can't have it both ways, people. It can't be both ways. You can't say, wow, look at all the cool stuff he's doing. And by the same token, you can't say, well, look at the dose of reality he's putting out there. You can't have that. Because, again, you know, there's people that want their cake and eat it too, but guess what? Somebody's got to make the cake. Somebody's got to get their hands dirty and full of flour and eggs and butter and frosting and sugar and everything else that goes with it. And so again, it's kind of crazy. But like someone else said on a different video or live stream, that it could just be who you're hanging around with. It could just be those that don't want to see it because maybe it hits too close to home. Maybe the reality is the truth. And maybe the truth is the reality. Again, I'm ranting here, I'm raving here, but again, it's just one of those things that it just caught my eye, caught my ear, grabbed me and held on to me, because again, I've done it. Yeah, I posted those pictures of my pretty wife, of my wonderful kids, but you know what? I also, when I put out there, you know, hey, somebody done me wrong, I get crickets. Just like I get crickets when I post pictures of this stunning meal that my wife cooked. You know, it's just the way it is, but we can't have it both ways. But guess what? We keep trying and we keep posting, and you know what? There's nothing to be ashamed about that, because if you're ashamed, then don't even bother going online. Don't even worry about it. If you're ashamed, then don't think you're going to put just the clean aesthetic glass window without there being any scuff marks or dents or dings or chips, because life is full of them. Well, listen, I've talked long enough, and man, I've really talked long enough. Listen, my name is Dave Garrett. Thank you for listening to The Daily Dave. Today is Wednesday, January 27, 2016. I thank you for your time. I'll talk to you later.